Welcome back to the Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my next guest is a stand-up comedian who is headlining the Comedy Exposition of 2016. Rhea Butcher will take the stage on Saturday night at the Hideout.
But it did take me a while to come out to my family. I think for a couple of reasons. I'm from Akron, Ohio, from Ohio originally. I like to call Ohio the thinking man's Indiana. A lot of my family from Ohio, myself included, were hillbillies. You might be like, how hillbilly could you possibly be? Well, you know that phrase, shooting fish in a barrel? I've done that. It requires a lot of skill. But I think the biggest reason it took me a while to come out to my family, and specifically my parents, is they've been divorced my entire life. I was born in August of 1982, and they were divorced in September 1982. I like to think I had a little hand in that. Just a little tiny baby hand.
Rhea Butcher is also the co-creator and star of the new CISO original show, Take My Wife, starring alongside her real-life wife, Cameron Esposito. It launches on August 11th, but you can get a sneak peek and a Q&A at the Comedy Expo this week. That'll be for Expo pass holders, and that'll also be at the Hideout a little bit earlier in the night. Rhea's also got a new comedy album coming out called Butcher on Kill Rock Stars. That's coming out on August 19th. Busy month for Rhea Butcher, who has been seen all over late-night television and, of course, on tour with her stand-up show. And if you were lucky, you saw her here in Chicago doing improv at Second City in Iowa before the stand-up career took off. Rhea Butcher, welcome to The Download.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I didn't know that you spent time in Chicago. Talk about that. I mean, you in your bio, you said you did improv at Second City in Iowa.
Yeah, totally. I'm from Akron, Ohio originally, so I'm Midwest all the way. And go Cavs. You said in there. So once I graduated from college in Akron, I actually lived in South Bend for about a year because I went to Notre Dame for a year. And then after that, moved to Chicago and spent about 7 years in Chicago and went through all the levels at Second City and then went through almost all the levels at I.O. until I had a teacher say, hey, you should try stand-up. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Which I think is like the nice way of them saying, hey, I don't think you're having any fun anymore.
What do you take from those days of doing improv and sketch comedy? What do you take from that travels to your stand-up routine?
Oh, I mean, for sure, doing all of that, even just taking the classes and doing improv in a classroom with a bunch of other people that 9 times out of 10 you didn't know, it helped me just to be on stage. And it helped me really feel comfortable with myself. I really enjoyed, like, all the game stuff in improv, like, sit, stand, lean. I mean, I would do, like, handstands to do stuff like that. Like, I loved it so much. And so once you've, like, worn bike shorts in an improv class and pretended to be Dolly Parton, you can totally do stand-up in front of anybody.
You know, in some of the stuff I was listening to, the beginnings of some of the tracks that were leaked for Butcher, you do talk about being an avid bike rider in Chicago. I mean, that was something you in your 7 years here. Rain, snow, sunshine, whatever it is, you rode your bike throughout Chicago. So you kind of know the city pretty well.
Oh, I do. I mean, I rode down Milwaukee Avenue every day. I rode 5 miles in and 5 miles out to the Sears Tower to work on the 44th floor every day. So, yeah. I know I know every pothole. I know where all the tracks are, you know, what to watch out for. Yeah, I rode all over Chicago. I loved it.
You know, for your show, for Take My Wife, how much improv and how much of your background in improv from the 7 years that you spent in Chicago, how much does it show up on the CISO show?
I mean, I think it definitely shows up. I really love physical comedy, like I was talking about. There's particularly in episode 4, I get to do a lot of like physical stuff because it's kind of like a caper themed episode a little bit. And I think all of that improv of just like letting loose and being really comfortable and just doing whatever feels right in the moment, that really came to play in our show. And I did, we did get to like improvise with each other because it's a show with my wife, who I spend a lot of time with, obviously, because she's great. And my wife, Cameron Esposito, and who is also my comedy partner. And we do stand up together at our weekly show at UCB here in Los Angeles. And it's a duo act, but all of our duo act stuff is all improvised. And she is also like a trained improviser. So we're really just improvising stand-up in the moment, and it is so much fun. And so we got to do that a little bit in the show also, you know, in scenes and also in stand-up in the show, which is super fun.
You and Cameron have toured together. You've put on a show in L.A. together. You just mentioned UCB. Now you have the TV show together. Talk about collaborating with your spouse. What are some of the positive things and the challenges that go into working with someone that you love?
Yeah, I mean, the positive things are, I mean, I've always been inspired by her. When I mentioned that teacher saying, hey, you should try stand-up, he actually suggested at the time, hey, you should go, have you heard of Cameron Esposito? You should go take her class, because she started a class in Chicago called FemCom,
right,
which is like the only stand-up class aimed towards women, and I looked it up, and she wasn't teaching it anymore, and so she was hosting Cole's, the open mic that she started in Logan Square, and I lived right down the street from there. I was like, oh, I'll just go watch her host that. I'm sure it's probably similar to the class. And so she is such inspiration to me, not only as a stand-up, but as a businesswoman and as just a mentor. It's really great to get to work with that person that mm-hmm. you really respect and looked up to when you were starting. And also we know each other really well. We spend a lot of time with each other. And so we can make these very fun references to, like, movies that we each like or something that scared her in a movie or something. You know what I mean? Like, our jokes and our duo act can be very, like, I don't want to use the word intimate because that might be, but it's cute and very specific, I guess is what I'm trying
yeah.
to say.
It obviously makes sense collaborating with someone that you know pretty well. You know, on the other side, I think about, you know, it's not just of how creatively compatible you are, but when you start mm-hmm. doing a television show, there's a lot more that goes into not just what you put on the screen, but the scripts behind the scenes, the scheduling, and the challenges
Absolutely.
And the puzzles of coming up with solutions for problems that arise. Is that working with your wife? Is that at all ever a challenge when you have sort of a shorthand at home and you want to bring that shorthand to the office?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we basically run a small business. You know, it's like we spend so much time watching all those shows on like MSNBC about running small businesses because that's like what we do. But it is challenging because sometimes you both want to do the same thing because we're working on the show together. We're both showrunners. And sometimes there's this overlap of like, well, I want to be the one that chooses the set dressing or whatever, and so does she. So, like, it's a division of labor that you're always negotiating on just, like, a rolling basis. But I feel like this project, we've really gotten to figure out our strengths and our weaknesses and how to work together the best possible. Like, I honestly feel like we're Crash Davis and Nuke LaLoosh in Bull Durham. And, like, she's just like, okay, you just got to get your control down, stop thinking, breathe through your eyelids, you know, like everything.
Right.
Everything will work out, you know.
How did the show come together? I mean, because you mentioned that you do the show at UCB and you've obviously been in Los Angeles doing the show. How did you get to CISO?
They actually approached us to do just sort of a straight stand-up showcase type of show with Put Your Hands Together. And we got into the writer's room and we realized, like, hey, we kind of want to make this more about our lives and then the stand-up that comes out of our lives. And they were totally into that. And we're really lucky that we got to sort of, like, re-pitch them, you know, and mm-hmm. that they weren't like, get out of here. What are you talking about? We're doing this other thing that we wanted to begin with. But they are so great. And it's been really great working with them. And they always give the best feedback. And I'm really excited to have gotten to make the show that we wanted to make. You know, it's a real blessing.
We've had a lot of people on who've talked about their shows on CISO, NBC Universal, sort of digital channel. Talk about the community that you joined, because there are a lot of great comedians that are a part of CISO right now, that are part of the offerings you can get on that channel. Talk about what it means to you guys to be a part of that great lineup.
I mean, it's so awesome, because I really feel like CISO is sort of an extension of the podcast boom in 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. when everybody really caught on to just like comedy and podcasts and all these podcast networks were starting. And that it's really, it's a home for very like-minded comedians. And it's really awesome to get to be on the same network as Jonah Ray and Kulop Vilasek and Wyatt Cenac and so many people that are so awesome that I've loved their work for so long, and now, like, we're basically label mates. It's very cool. and I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Well, let's talk about your comedy album, Butcher, which comes out on the 19th. It's on Kill Rock Stars, which, you know, we had Hurry On not too long ago. And it was interesting because we noted that there's a lot of Portland. They're from, you know, that's the labels from Portland. But also, I mean, your stand-up is in Portland. Hari Kondabolu's stand-up was in Portland. Talk about being a part of the Kill Rock Stars lineup and your relationship to the city of Portland, if there is any.
Oh, man. I mean, Portland is the best. Portland is Portland. You know, just like bikes and beer and tofu and everything is great. I love that city. I've always loved it. You know, maybe not as much as Chicago. Don't let Portland know. but I love being a part of the Kill Rock Stars family because, like with CISO, they have picked some really great comics, and I just think they're making a really great movement of up-and-coming comedians, and, you know, they're making EPs with their local guys, like Nathan Brandon has an EP with them. I just think it's a really awesome label to be with because they've been so instrumental in a lot of the music that I was really into and inspired by in my life, like Sleater-Kinney and Bikini Kill and now like Horse Feathers. Like, I just think it's really great to be on such a historically cool label. It's very awesome.
For you to be back in Chicago, what's it mean to come back to Chicago as a headliner with the Comedy Expo? You know, when you spent 7 years here riding your bike up and down Milwaukee, navigating potholes, taking classes at I.O., what's it mean to you as a stand-up to return in this kind of capacity?
I mean, it feels really great because I am so stoked to have started stand-up in Chicago because it's such a hard-working city, and it really teaches you that Midwestern work ethic of, like, you know, keep your head down, eyes on the prize, do the steps, and, you know, you'll work your craft and you'll get there. And I really appreciate having that sort of baseline in my outlook of stand-up. And so getting to come back and go to Kohl's and perform at the Hideout, which is actually where I got married 6 months ago, and the headline there, it's really awesome.
Well, Rhea Butcher is going to be at the Hideout at the Chicago Comedy Exposition 2016. She'll be headlining tomorrow night at the Hideout. Also, her comedy album, Butcher, comes out in August on Kill Rock Stars. Rhea Butcher, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thanks for having me.